Hey friends, thanks for enjoying Jaws the Revenge featuring Twin Cities artist Sam Landman. We hope you had a good time. If you enjoyed that episode, definitely stay tuned for our next. It is Frankenstein Conquers the World featuring the Frankenstein Minute podcast. Mark your calendars this weekend for that episode. And if you liked all that and want even more monster movie content, do consider checking out Patreon. You can enjoy perks, merchandise, and all sorts of special content, including a brand new three-part series we have coming up called Frozen with Fear, brought to you by two Coast Guardsmen down in Antarctica. Yes, that is a true sentence, and they're going to be exploring three different monster movies set in Antarctica. I'll let you guess what those could be. So check out Patreon for those perks and more. Thank you so much, friends. And until next time, stay campy.
So I assume you both have, one of you has the DVD.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Because I bought it from Video Universe, which is going out of business in Robbinsdale. And bought a bunch of wonderful trash like Adventures of Ford Fairlane and of course this is like $5. I'm like, oh shit, Vincent wants me to do this, I should buy a copy and actually watch it. So when you go, well, Vincent knows this for sure, but I'll just keep passing this, you know, throwing this, you probably know where I'm going with this, but Matt might not know. Okay, so there are two things on the DVD. There is the trailer, which I didn't bother watching because I probably have seen it. And then there are recommendations.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Here's the recommendations though. When you click on recommendations, it's a still, you know, a still screen. Like it's just a designed screen that says, not shitting you, if you enjoy Jaws the Revenge, we recommend Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3D. Who in their right mind is watching Jaws the Revenge and having and it hasn't seen those, any of those three? And yeah, that's where it comes into like the prequel idea. It's like, man, this isn't my Jaws. Like, man, Jaws the Revenge is the real movie. And then you do this prequel bullshit. It's fucking Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3. No, that prequel stuff sucks. Why would that be a thing on the DVD? It's like, of course, nobody watching this would be some newbie to Jaws. This wouldn't be their starting point. I've heard of Jaws. Maybe I should try this little thing.
I
didn't even know it was a sequel.
Who knew?
I was so excited when I saw the bonus features, like that was an option. I was like, oh, I want some like in-depth documentary to help me gain some insight about the production of this film. Nope. Mm-mm. It's just pointing me back to the better films, including Jaws 3D.
Yes.
You know, this is Jaws the Revenge is the low point of the series.
And I'll say it, man. I'm that old fart who saw Jaws 2 and Jaws 3D in the movie theaters as a kid. And we can get into this later, but I just remember just being like, kind of liking Jaws 2 and only having seen Jaws a few times, but like, this is its own film. It's its own, you know, but Jaws 3D, it was like a giant commercial for SeaWorld. And you're just going, first of all, there's like four 3D things in the whole movie, but I hated it. Even as a kid, I was like, this is so boring. Why isn't anything happening? Mm. Like, yeah. I want a dream sequence where people are, you know, getting eaten, and I want sex scenes. And that's what I got with Jaws the Revenge.
The movie made just for you, Jaws the Revenge.
This is what the true Jaws lover wants, is Jaws the Revenge.
Did you see Jaws the Revenge in theaters?
You know what? I did not. In fact, as I watched this, I realized I've only seen bits of it throughout the years. This is the first time I've ever seen this thing.
Mm.
So, me too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Wow. It's the second time I've seen it within a year. So I'm taking the hits here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That is a sacrifice.